And then there was how people responded to her call. The women who told her how welcoming her blowing made the Rosh Hashanah service for them. The National Public Radio listeners who heard her speak of her passion for her instrument and her encounter with Gillespie. The justice on Israel's Supreme Court, an Orthodox Jew, no less, who invited her to blow the shofar at the court itself. The joggers in Central Park, who slowed down and then stopped to watch when she accompanied Alicia Schwigaltz on the klezmer violin, playing Amazing Grace. Along with the birth of her sons, she liked to say that blowing the shofar brought her closer to God than anything else in her life. Even after her metastasizing cancer meant the removal of a large part of both of her lungs, she would take up her instrument with kavanah, intention, close her eyes, shut out the world, and concentrate on her breath, her shofar, her soul. In the Old Testament, the book of Genesis says that God formed man out of dust from the ground when he blew into his nostrils the breath of life. The Hebrew word for soul, neshama, is intimately connected to the word for breath. Her breath had shushed her boys to sleep in their crib. It whooshed out of her whenever she jumped naked, as she liked to do, into a Canadian mountain lake, and it transported Addis Israel's congregation to Mount Sinai when it blew air into her shofar. That breath may have been stilled, but like Abraham's horn, it lives on. At the start of her funeral, the shofar was sounded by her three sons.